I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers Kane's driver's ed teacher, John Jubon. For more than three decades, John Jubon taught hundreds of Kane students to clutch the steering wheel of the driver's ed car at the prescribed 10 and 2 o'clock hand positions. With nerves of steel and the vision of a hawk, Jigs, as he was known, would ride shotgun, patiently giving direction to new drivers. In some cases, his subjects had received proper instruction and preparation from their parents and were roadworthy upon taking the wheel. For other young drivers, not so much. The job of a driver's ed teacher was not for the faint of heart. From the 1950s through the 1970s, John Jubon took his pupils out driving during the day and taught adults after school and in the evenings. Once his new drivers had passed their classwork, as required by the state's Motor Vehicle Operators Handbook, he prepared them for field testing by Pennsylvania state troopers. In his classes and hands-on driving exercises, John Jubon taught all the basic maneuvers: the three-point turn, parallel parking, and an emergency stop procedure, among other things. The purpose of the course was to teach students to become responsible drivers, and the curriculum resorted to scare tactics. As required by the state, he showed films of horrible crashes that depicted graphic accidents and scared his students straight. Learning to drive was serious business. For his many students who traveled countless miles with him in the car, few knew of his sports acumen, military service, and community leadership. John Jubon was just the guy in the front passenger seat who instructed and cautioned a generation of young drivers. He was solid as a rock. Born in Ludlow in 1924 as a first-generation American, his parents immigrated from Galicia in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. He was a faithful member of St. Michael's Byzantine Catholic Church in Sheffield, where he was involved in many capacities, including curator, usher, and epistle reader for many years. And he was past president of St. Michael's Cemetery Association, and he was instrumental in erecting a veterans memorial at St. Michael's Cemetery. John was a member of many organizations, including St. John Ukrainian Lodge No. 53, the Boy Scouts Troop 43 in Ludlow, American Legion Post 489, where he was past president and a member since 1946, VFW Post 8755, where he was a member since 1952. He was also a member, park manager, and president of Wildcat Park in Ludlow since 1942. He was formerly elected to the post of Hamilton Township Auditor and a member of the Pennsylvania Association of Retired State Employees since 1984. When John Jubon was not riding along with young drivers, he was leading civic organizations and driving results for public welfare. John Jubon's real love was athletic competition. Few knew the man who rode shotgun as an ace bowler or a scratch golfer. In 1942, the Olean Times-Herald named him Class B High School Basketball Player of the Year in McKean County. And he played catcher on the Clarion State baseball team for 4 years. Perhaps his most outstanding sports achievement was as player and manager of the Ludlow Wildcats Baseball Club for 20 years. Under his direction, the famed Wildcats became the scourge of regional baseball competition, taking on and whipping all comers from surrounding states. Jubon was also a member and later stewarded the storied Wildcat Park, whose more than 6 acres was purchased 20 years earlier by the Ludlow Athletic Association to be used exclusively as a baseball diamond. According to an internet post at wildcatpark.weebly.com, when the ballpark was completed in 1924 and expanded to 10 acres, the possibility of extending the acreage and of making a larger community park became readily apparent. Thus, the original baseball diamond became the nucleus of the present-day Wildcat Park. The longtime mentor of young motorists who drilled his students on the rigors of defensive driving passed away peacefully on May 31, 2022, at the Bradford Manor at the age of 97. The mark he left on so many with his patient front seat instructions and his unwavering leadership of local civics groups and sports organizations will live on in the hearts and minds of many. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa.com. And thank you for listening.